Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 16th of July of the year 2020. Importantly, 4 days before the 20th of July and 16 days after the 1st of July. Your guest today on the show is our returning favourite, disgraced Home Secretary John-Luke Roberts.
Hello.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. I've got to say, it is disgraced former Home Secretary. I tried to keep the job after being disgraced, but unfortunately they wouldn't let me at the time.
I never know with you, because you've come and gone from the Home Secretary role so many times.
Well, they keep on trying to squeeze me back in, of course. They're very good to me. But this last time probably was the last straw. But you see, they got rid of me. I kept on just drew willies on everything.
Well, it sounds like you're rolling up to a big announcement in the coming days. I've been watching your social media, and apart from the usual scandals and sort of horrifying things that you say on a regular basis, you seem to be teasing an upcoming announcement. Yeah. Can we get any clues as to what that might be, or is it top secret?
I will say I'm not too worried about the willies anymore. I don't want to give too much away, but I've got it's a very exciting role coming up, which I'm really very much looking forward to. And let's just say it will take a lot more than drawing a few willies on things to get me thrown out of this role.
Well, I look forward to finding out what it is. Coming up today, you'll be bringing us our top story, which is fact fiction crossover news. But first, some headlines of stories that we won't have time for. And in the news today, conspiracists in Italy have suggested that Silvio Berlusconi has been selling his nude pictures online to support the anti-government militia that he is funding, a response to the Wiggle government's anti-corruption commission. Berlusconi, a controversial figure, has been vocal about his disapproval of the Wiggle government's rule since it was voted into power in January due to a glitch in the online voting system that allowed babies with iPads to have their democratic say. The Wiggles government has made a statement saying that the selling of nude pictures is an attack on the core values of their baby-based constituency, and some reports suggest Captain Feathersword will challenge Berlusconi to a feather-based sword duel, the winner to retain all copyright to any and all pictures of Berlusconi's own meat sword. Are you backing Berlusconi or the Wiggles government here, John-Luke?
I think as a public figure, as a politician, it's unwise to get involved in other countries' political affairs. I wish them all well, but I will say that Berlusconi calling it a meat sword. I've been to a couple of his bunga bunga parties. That sword is pushing it a bit much. Maybe meat dagger at most. You know.
Meat fruit knife.
Meat. to be honest, it's very hard to see under all. Please carry on.
Well, that's all the time we have for the headlines that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. And your ad section now, because grasping avarice won't perpetuate itself. A new novel is out by self-published romance maven and online bestseller Dancy Lagarde, 34th in Lagarde's groundbreaking series of feminist detective historical romance noir thrillers with a supernatural twist. The Femme Falcon is set in the black and white period of American history and follows the story of Hilda Blang, a gritty female detective dame with legs up to her hips and a taste for justice. Hilda Blang is a hard-bitten ex-cop's ex-wife, detectiving the mean streets of a supernatural Chicago to make ends meet. She has a lust for justice and a mean right hook. She spends her nights fighting crime and her days sassily smoking cigarettes while sensually fondling her extremely phallic gun and waiting for crime o'clock. She's getting by until Gramian walks into her life. A doe-eyed Sam with lips up to here and a face to match. He has a mysterious past, a wizard mob family, an ancient spellbook, $16 in coins, and amnesia. They immediately have extremely consensual feminist sex, and then Gramian cries manlily while Hilda Blang holds him and fondles her gun. Hilda Blang must help Gramian to reclaim his memories and his rightful place as a mafia wizard prince while they explore their passionate connection all over the desk. Until they find out that Gramian is betrothed to be married into a different wizard mafia gang to broker a mafia peace. This is way above Hilda Blang's pay grade, but she demands and gets a pay raise so the plot can continue. When Gramian is kidnapped by his betrothed's hench thugs, Hilda Blang must dive into the dark side of her feminine power, which is just to the left of the vulva, to rescue the man she's rapidly realizing she loves, but in an empowering way. A moving feminist masterpiece with a heartbreaking cameo from Hilda Blang's godmother, the revenant ghost of Mary Wollstonecraft. The Femme Falcon is available in all feminist bookstores and those tampon dispensing machines in women's public toilets. Are you a considerate lover? Do you make sure your lovers are comfortable pre- and post-intercourse? Our favourite audio Lothario, Christopher D. Skinner, recommends keeping protection, a snack, and half a glass of water on the bedside table for maximum uninterrupted lovemaking. Half a glass of water, replace some of the many lost fluids.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today is fact-fiction crossover news. John Luke Roberts, you often step across that paper-thin barrier between fact and fiction in your role as a disgraced former Home Secretary. What's happening in the world of fact versus fiction right now?
Well, and that's a very interesting way of you putting it, fact versus fiction. In fact, at the moment, there's... fact and fiction, they're getting on quite well in various ways. They're against each other. I'll do a quick roundup of the news this week and then end on the main story here, if I may be bold. I don't know if bold is the right word, but it's the word that I used. So J.K. Rowling.
You may be competent at your job.
Yes. So J.K. Rowling, first of all, she's written a list. She's announced 17 characters from the Harry Potter universe, including Professor McGonagall, Dumbledore, Harry Potter himself, who identify as gender critical. So this won't be put into the This won't be put into any of the novels, but we know now that that's what they are. Which I don't know. She's hoping that may change a few minds. We'll find out. Funko Pops. Now this is where fact fiction really. You know, Funko Pops. They do little models of things in films with big heads. So
okay.
I like. Yes. So what's a cartoon you like, or a pop culture phenomenon?
I'm afraid I'm morally averse to all pop culture.
Well, then
I was brought up on an isolated island without contact with the outside world, so it's all very confronting to me.
Okay, well, good. This might be for you, because normally they've done that 101 Dalmatians, big heads, or they've done a character from Marvel with a big head. Now they're doing a serial killer range of real life serial killers in little tiny plastic form with big heads. Morally, people are a bit weirded out. I think that was the phrase they used by this, but they'll be in the shops very soon. And I'm not sure how I feel about it, but I have put in a pre-order for a couple of the big ones. Good. Fun, I think. Fun.
I did hear about this announcement. I heard that there was a little bit of underrepresentation on the feminine side, that there wasn't enough female serial killers to have a gender-balanced lineup of serial killers other than sort of Elizabeth Bathory and a few others.
It's true, but they have made up for it with the alternates, if you will. You know, you've only got one Jeffrey Dahmer there, but they have got six Rose Wests in a variety of different costumes. That's going to be highly sought after. Everyone's going to be hunting for that. Oh, it's probably the wrong word to use. The big news. There's various fact-checking websites that you get around. Like yes. Channel 4 does one over here. I know they look at the news and say, "Oh, that's true," and they say how true it is. They have a little kind of truometer which shows either very, very true. Or not very true at all. Well, the truometer, first of all, they started to extend that. So it has been in an arc, a semicircle. They've made it to a full circle now. So very, very true. Unfortunately, it does brush up right next to very, very untrue now. So if anything, they've ended up muddying the waters there. Top authors and top writers, artists, are getting quite annoyed by this. They want fiction back in their realm. They're sick of fiction being, you know, just creeping in to the real world too much. So they've launched a campaign that what they'll be doing now, much like science papers are peer-reviewed, fiction will be peer-reviewed. You won't be able to publish any fiction, a novel, a short story, a novella, without it first being peer-reviewed by other fiction writers. And if those fiction writers find anything in that book that could happen in the real world, that book will not be allowed to be published. So that's the big news. I think it's really going to shake things up. And we'll know in the next 3 or 4 years, once anyone's finished the novels they've started writing now, how it's turned out.
Well, I'm looking forward to reading some of those novels, and you'll be able to find out whether that's true or a lie later on. Thank you so much. That's all the time we have for the top story right now, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now, and remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing in to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and special guest star, that's you today, John Luke.
Thank you.
I love the show. However, I do a series of physical exercises while listening to The Last Post, looking after mind and body simultaneously. I use an interval timer app which uses beeps to signal the intervals. Unfortunately, it sounds very similar, if not exactly the same, as the beep used on the podcast to signal or hide your expletives. Today's podcast, that's the podcast for the 9th of July, was particularly sweary at the start, which I found quite alarming and confusing in equal measures, having started my physical exercises on the aforementioned app. Is there any chance of less swearing in the first 8 minutes? The last part could be a cursing fest to make up. Kindest regards, Michael Streatham, UK. Well, Michael, this is an incredibly stupid letter. This is a problem that you have created for yourself. Why don't you just get a better app with a different beepy noise, or, you know, learn to count? That's my suggestion.
Alice, if I may, I think you're being hateful. What we... I think really this is a... This, we can't... In fact, I think you should aim not just emolient is a different one. You should try and make life better for Michael Streatham. Or is he Michael from Streatham?
Michael from Streatham, I think. Michael from Streatham should just buck the f*** up from one interval to the other between f*** and c*** and learn, you know, this is...
No, get Michael quiet your mouth. Get Michael to tell you what intervals he needs and then swear at exactly those points in the show. So pace them out properly. And we can help Michael while not cutting down on any swearing at all. F*** yeah.
This, much like the British Parliament, is not actually a democracy, no matter how much it might look like one. So I'm going to do whatever the heck I want, and I'll swear at whatever intervals I want, and you're going to have to teach your heart rate to keep up with it. But thank you for your input, John Luke, and thank you for your letter, Michael. Remember, you too can send an incredibly stupid letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And that's all the time we have for the show today. Thank you for listening to us. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. If you enjoyed today's podcast, you will have enjoyed our guest, John Luke Roberts. Do you have anything to plug?
I'm selling tea towels. I'm on Twitter at @JLukeRoberts, and as long as the world continues being as it is, that's where I will be advertising everything that I do. And I am I'm selling tea towels, but they don't mean much if you haven't seen my last show. But if you want to,
or if you don't drink tea,
I can't tour. Why not?
Well, if you enjoyed John Luke Roberts' excellent work on today's show, then you can listen back to previous John Luke episodes, including episode 157 and episode 152. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser, and Bugle Podcast production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at @alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's @ALITERATIVE. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. I'm doing a live show on Next Up on the 23rd of July, so Google for tickets to that. And if you are not in the UK, my special Savage is available on Amazon Prime in all jurisdictions, and The Resistance, its sequel, available in some jurisdictions. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.